We are back. You are listening to Davins. The number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Before we went to break, Joe unburdened himself.
Yes.
Joe,
I'm not cleaning it up.
No, it was quite the mess. So, yeah. So, Joe and his wife, Splitsville. You heard it here first? Well, no. Actually, posted on Facebook first. Because that's what one does. So, you probably heard it here second, third, or fourth. But, yeah. So, Pip,
yeah,
let's pick up the mood a little bit. You had mentioned that you'd gone to a party a few weeks ago. I hope there's no beams and belts and shit there.
It was actually a funeral.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, well, I mean, we had a really good time at this party. It was a barbecue, a friend of ours. Yeah. And it was the conversation that Mr. Helix and I thought was funny. I don't even know what led up to this, but we were just all sitting around and talking. And you know my hate of the C word. I really, really hate.
You hate couch?
Yeah.
Cookies?
No. See you next Tuesday. I hate.
No,
that.
We're not.
We're not going to be here. We're taking a vacation.
We won't.
You can use the
door's going to be locked.
And then get outside, you little linger.
I'll have my own little show on your porch.
Sure, why the hell not? I'm sure people would tune in.
Yeah.
It's pussy talk with Pip.
It would just be me and Dunross, and that's it.
Right? Big fan.
He is.
He's a big fan of you.
He's a good boy.
Hey, he's not six.
No,
he's not singing It's Raining Men.
No, he's not.
All right, so you guys have this conversation.
So we're having this conversation at the party, and I was just saying, and I don't even know what brought this up, but I just said that,
Mr. Helix must have said if you displeased him?
No, let me just preface this by saying that Mr. Helix has never raised his hand to me in anger, like, ever. That's not...
He'll kick a bitch.
Oh, yeah. No.
He'll kick her right in the see you next Tuesday if she gets out of hand.
Yeah, really.
But he will not raise a
hand.
That's
so funny. I'll kick in to see you next Tuesday. That's funny.
Somebody should be funny on this show.
That's
God,
a gem.
Do you understand now I have to like put little tape around all the sharp edges up in this bitch now because of you?
It's all good.
What?
It's all good.
Yeah, right until you snap. Anyway, go on.
No, he looks fine. Yeah, but I was just saying
he's going to be at the airport trying to offer me a goddamn rose while I'm trying to board the plane.
No, I'll be trying to figure out the plane's going to the right fucking place.
Yeah, good. Then I don't have to worry about it.
I had to do the last tour.
But with your hairdo, you would look great in those robes.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
It's Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. No, so I hate that word.
I'm not fond of it either.
Yeah, I hate it.
That's a C word.
That's the C word I hate. That's it.
A lot of bad memories.
I'm traumatized. But no one has ever called me that to my face.
Oh.
I know that you guys.
I'm glad you specified.
Yes, to my face. But it's kind of, it's a knee-jerk, crazy reaction, like waving a red flag in front of a
goal. That's the A-bomb to a woman. That is the A-bomb-a-rooney.
And I'm like, and so what I was saying was, yeah, if he ever called me that, he better be ready to be packing or be in an ambulance because I cannot be held responsible
for what
I would do.
Right. Well, in his defense, there's a lot less to pack if he has to leave than if you have to leave.
It would be a good
I'm surprised
move.
I wasn't taking a sip on that one. Because that usually results in shit all over the place.
Which describes her house.
Very good point. Very good point.
They broke up for 3 years. There's still shit coming out of the house.
I'm still moving.
Just catch one cup.
Yeah. I'll be over next week and take my next pile out.
Oh, that's funny.
It would just be easier if he left.
Yeah, I know. It would be at this point. I don't usually talk in such violent, like, I would rip him limb from limb. We're at a party, and he says...
That's a good time to be angry.
I know, no, and I wasn't angry at him. I was just demonstrating, like, I would go completely nuts.
No, you were just threatening him. You weren't angry.
I was basically, Yeah.
You were threatening
I was basically
him.
Threatening
him. I never said a word to you.
I know.
The poor son
Which
of a bitch.
How marriage works, Joe.
Jesus Christ. Even... And then she just threw a little blanket up like Zorro. I'm going to stretch my blade. How dare you? Jesus
I had to reach my
Joe,
blade.
When talking about this topic, she needs to be unencumbered.
Holy shit, it was last week. She still is pissed. I've got something to say about this.
Angry, depressing show we have.
Really. Davin keeps this basement so cold, it's like being in David Letterman's studio.
You gotta
and
see,
I have to wear a blankie so keep warm in here.
I look like Trayvon. When I come down here, it is
he
so cold. It's 90 outside.
Well, you want me to call your pal and see if you can hold still while he shoots?
No. Yeah, don't wear that over to the comedy.
Yeah, right, yeah, really. Yeah. Unless you, especially if you're depressed again, you might give him some ideas.
Yeah, right.
On a very special Anthony Cumia show.
Yeah, we kill Joe.
Good news is the bad news, Joe, is you're dead. Good news is highest rated show.
Yeah.
The chat room was on fire.
Yeah, right.
Finally, he listened.
Yeah. Lots of downloads.
All right, so you're threatening your husband.
So I don't even know why, because he'd never even done anything. He'd never even done anything, but I was just saying, like, for example, if he ever used that on me, I would
lose
control.
By the way, we argue all the time on this show that words are just words. So it's a little ridiculous.
I know.
For you to, like, go right
That's the A-bun. That is the word that will set any woman off.
Thank you, Lisa. She says, worst thing you
can
say to a woman.
Wait a minute,
so
you're going to tell me cunt is worse than nigger?
Oh, God.
I mean, if you see a black guy and you call him a cunt,
he's going to get pissed.
Right. Well,
what would a nigger cunt do for you?
Oh, my God. Both of your sets of genitals are way too close to me to continue this conversation.
Look at my genitals.
If you called a black guy a cunt, he'd be like, I thought you'd say nigger. You know?
Oh, my God.
But the point is, they're just words. And you know you trade in words. So what you're saying is that this man that you love, you're going to have a violent reaction towards this man that you love and built a life with if in the heat of anger he uses a word.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because what the word stands for and what the word can do.
It stands for see you next Tuesday. We sign off with it every week.
As a matter of fact,
we do.
That's what we should do tonight instead of the.
But then we're lying.
Oh, that's
people.
True. Okay,
that's
when we get back from break,
when
we get back from
we
vacation,
remember.
We'll do that.
Yeah, much better than the one we have now.
What I've
That'll
opened.
Help us get picked up.
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. So now.
Yeah, apparently nobody's telling no one.
To Mr. Hillux's credit,
sorry, kid.
What he says to back is, yeah, but just to be fair. If you ever did anything that heinous that I was forced to call you that, there would be bloodshed already. So I was like, good point. Good point. But
so
now,
he's saying that you would deserve the word.
So I'm saying, yeah, he's saying that if I ever did anything that horrible, it would have to be something horrible.
Because the thing about it is you can't hit a woman. You can't help a woman put her hat on with a shovel. You know, you got to you can't.
Well, Joe, I guess no, you can't, because really, she's really going to have to hold still.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a big shovel?
You can't hit a woman.
Shovel?
You can't hit a woman. You can't. If you throw shit, you got to replace it. That word. That word's got all the punch and power that doing that stuff does. So that's
it's not a word I use. But I have used it more lately, not to people.
Why?
Just when describing people, because they are.
It's just so
I
horrible.
Don't use it in an average, like if my
Wait, we use it against the ice cream man. Oh, that was a good Sunday, that cunt.
God.
No, I mean, when my wife's being a pain in the neck, I might say you're acting like a bitch. I don't say you're acting like, you know, the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've used the word.
What? Oh, you have?
Oh yeah, in fit of anger, because number one, I can't hit her.
To her face?
Two, oh yeah.
Oh, my God.
But that's not a good example, because they're no longer together.
I know. Well, that's the perfect example.
Well, all right. So out of the guise of a loving marriage, that's not right to say.
No. And Trucker Tom wants to know, so which word does Pip hate? The C word or the N word? I want to know which one I should not say around Pip.
She does not like the word cunt.
Oh, God!
We actually did discuss this on one of our first shows where you were filling in with Joe. When we were on TBQ,
we were able to do that on TBQ.
Well, we didn't say cunt, Steve.
I think I remember that show. I think
you weren't there,
Oh, okay.
You weren't there.
Yeah, he doesn't remember.
She used to fill in for you on occasion when you couldn't make it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Right. And the thing is that British people use that all the time
because the connotation in Britain is different.
I know it is. So I have one friend on Facebook. I really like him. He's a good friend, but he thinks it's hilarious that I can't stand that word. And he's here all the time, so he knows that he knows the difference between what it means there and what it means here.
It's like fag. I want to. Can I borrow a fag? Fag is a cigarette in England.
Right.
Yeah, way you used it earlier in the show, and I was describing the camp performance.
Not so much.
This is like I told you on your Facebook when you posted your little set. This is why you can't have words.
But this is
you say mean things.
Right.
Lisa says stop it, Davin. Pip is right. The C word is used by douches. You're inflaming the chat room.
I'm not going to let anybody tell me if I can use cunt or not, and I'll play punishment music if they try to get me to.
It's
my show. I'll use my language. Whatever.
Great.
The only reason I'm saying that word is because it annoys you.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but it annoys them too.
And all the more reason.
But why?
Note that Davin saying that, not your pal over on the other side of the channel.
Yeah, Joe, you need all the sympathy you can get.
See, the thing
is,
they're
going to put you in a rubber room.
No, not anymore.
Lisa says, it's raining men again. Hallelujah.
At least it's not raining cunts. They get all wet and slippery.
Oh, God. God. It's just...
Once again,
no, it's just so... Yeah.
It is a harsh-sounding word because...
It's not even the sound of it. What it means.
But in baseball, you lay down a bunt. It's a very gentle hit. So it takes all the power out of it.
No.
Or you describe somebody, you runt. They're very small. So it's not the unt. Unt can be fine.
No,
it's
but
not
it's
the
sound
of the word.
That's what I said.
Cuh. And then you get the unt. You cuh, unt. You know,
put it all together, Joe, and it's Sesame Street.
What is it good for?
I'm sorry. Well, you're not using it right.
Yes.
Now, the thing is because it's so incredibly disrespectful to women. It's putting women down and saying
it's calling you by your genitals. You call us dicks all the time.
I know, but it doesn't have the same power.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Because we don't give it to you.
No.
Because we're not going, oh, don't call me a dick. It hurts. Because we don't care. Because we're men.
That's true.
Thank you.
Because men are so used to busting each other's balls. I mean, I call you stupid moron. And
that's just good morning.
You're as dumb as they come. Blah, blah. So we're used to, you
know, and he knows.
We're used to busting our balls so that women don't do that to each other.
Oh, it's getting fierce in the chat. First of all,
do I have to separate them?
Trucker Tom says that he seconds the punishment music. However,
Tom loves the punishment music.
However, Sharu says punishment music for Davin, some Barry Manilow.
I like Manilow.
Why wouldn't you?
What?
Mandy? You don't like Mandy?
Oh, man. Really?
Mandy's a great song.
I might have to back the fuck off.
Exactly. Copacabana's a fun little tune. He's got some good shit.
You know,
don't mess with the Manilow.
Of all the arguments I have I let him win. This is one of them.
You don't have to profess yourself as a Manilow, but don't hate the Manilow.
Wow. Okay, so you do.
Really?
So
what you like? Listen, he is not. Please go on with your cunt.
I can't believe he said that. That's not nice.
Well, how else? If she's going to go on, she has to take it with her.
First of all,
I'm still thinking of Mandy. You know, she gave it.
Mandy's a great song.
Hold on a second. He just.
Who's been sleeping in my bed?
What?
Who's been getting what?
All right, we're doing a little too much deep cuts here with Barry.
I have one like double disc. It's like a line. I like it. I got some Manilow on the iPod.
All right.
I'm so sorry. So he takes a swipe at Winwood and says the C word again for emphasis, just to really piss me off. Your genitals are really close.
Are you going to move out of my basement?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But leave the blanket. You'll freeze on the way to the door.
Yes.
All right, so go on.
As a matter of fact, it's actually very offensive to Lisa, too. So she gets it.
It's offensive to every woman.
It's offensive. I get it. Because it's perceived as the worst thing you could call somebody.
Yes. Worst thing you could call a woman.
Yes.
Yes.
That being said, like I said, at the end of the day, if you realize it's just a word, you take all the power away from that person who's using it, and they can't get the desired effect. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? And it's interesting you say that, because it's like when we had Russ in here, the whole thing with his bullying page, it's like when bullies, cyberbully, people post on this bullying site and it takes their power away.
Great.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of like using an eye for an eye.
Right.
This isn't really an eye for an eye.
No, it's a bullying page.
Right, but an eye for an eye would be calling you a derogatory, like you called me a derogatory name back. What I'm telling you is, I understand it's a harsh sound to the ear, and you know when somebody says that they don't mean good things. But if you don't react, even if you're upset on the inside, if you come across as unfazed, you've taken all the power away from that person. You've taken it all away, and you've won. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I understand what you're saying, but see, I don't want them to think that it's not about who won. It's that they're going to be missing parts.
But why does a word bother you
so much? Because it is like laying down the gauntlet, knowing that it's that powerful of a word, and that you choose to use it. Well,
But they don't necessarily know how you feel about that word.
Oh, every woman feels this
every
way about that word.
Every woman feels that way. Why am I Bella Abzug here?
but you know, every woman hates
Hold
that
on
word.
Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. I must stop it. Damn it!
What?
The people who work with Mandy are C-U-N-T's because she's listening and they've blocked the chat from her computer. How dare they? Uh-oh. And that is where the word must be used. When people do something so egregious to one of our listeners, one of our fans, one of our loved ones.
Somebody blocked the chat?
Yeah, but we knew this last week, Mandy.
But she's Facebook. She's making me aware of it.
Oh, okay.
So I am saying the people that work for Mandy, close your ears, Pippi, are being cunts. Ah! I'm going to say it right now. How dare they?
And she's named after one of Davin's favorite songs.
Exactly.
So
it works out well.
Emotion to the situation.
I don't think she likes Manilow, though, judging by what she's into music-wise. Mm. She'd probably kick me in the nuts for talking about Manilow. But anyway.
Well, now, Sheru is backing you up because she's saying, my father always said, the better man walks away from a fight. And if they get to you, they own you. Okay. That's true. I mean, maybe I need some more analysis to understand why I need to walk away. But it's not going to happen today.
To give you,
we've already solved one problem today. We won't be solving.
Just to get back to it, just briefly, ever so briefly, when Joanne and I had our worst moments.
Okay,
I would fly off the handle and yell and scream and carry on, and she would laugh at me, and I would go from feeling really upset, really getting my feelings, out, getting my frustrations out, into a complete asshole.
Because
she would just laugh at me.
But see, then, you know? But usually if you're really angry and somebody's laughing at you, that just amps it up more.
But it goes back to what Davin was saying. When you take the power away from an action or a word, it makes the other person powerless. So I'm upset. I can't understand why that, blah, blah. And she's laughing at me. And then it just takes me being angry and trying to make a point of being angry away into I'm being an asshole.
But were you?
Most likely, if that's your actions, yeah.
Well, here we go. You know, I stand corrected.
How?
Miss Hard-Ass Rocker, Mandy, she likes the Manilow, too. So, to you,
and Bill. So does Sheru.
All right, so
and she's the one that brought it up as punishment for you, so I don't understand your point, Sheru.
Everybody likes the Manilow. It's very enjoyable.
I was tortured by it by my cousin when in my younger years.
Well, that's not our problem. You have issues.
I did. Lots.
Just stay away from the beams.
Do we have time? Because we're going to come up on another break.
No,
I think we have
don't.
Time for my issues.
No, we don't.
I got to tell you,
save it for when we come back in a few weeks.
The biggest Manilow freak I ever met was my ex-girlfriend's sister, man. She loved Barry Manilow.
I don't love metal. I just like some of his songs.
I'm just making comment.
I like some Neil Diamond, too.
Oh, yeah. Neil Diamond rules.
Yeah, I actually kind of liked him.
Well, then it's official because Pip likes him.
Was
there a resolution to this conversation?
No, basically it was just the point that...
Nothing happened.
No, he's been warned.
We had ribs and corn on the cob.
No,
all good.
The women at the party were agreeing with me, like, oh yeah, that's the A bomb, and Mr. Hughes was basically saying, yeah, but you'd have to do something so heinous. There would be bloodshed already by the time pulled out the
C-word. Mr. Helix is a gentleman, and yes. He doesn't use that word regularly. There are people that bandy that word about and use it regularly.
I know. I can't stand that. I had a friend,
now we all know. I will be one of those people.
Oh, God, and I will have to maim you. I
think I've suffered enough.
I have no, apparently you haven't. I had a friend who used to say it and then say, sorry to me in the most condescending way, and we're not friends anymore.
Well, that would do. Was it a female friend or a
male?
Male friend?
Yep.
That's kind of a
not just because of that.
A girl I used to know back in the day, she would go, that to her, that was the atom bump. She would go, one of Anthony's ex-girlfriends, she used to say, you use that word, you better be running.
If you use it at her.
At her. Oh, she
No.
She was a very sweet girl, man. She used that, she'd go, I will kill.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other thing is, I don't like people say shut up. And Sheru's red flag is apparently being told that she's stupid. So everybody has something
she
that it's like.
Last here.
Oh God, no! Imagine if you felt that way, or
imagine,
I did. Holy
there's
shit!
Nothing, there's nothing either one of you say that can faze me because I don't value your
That's
opinions.
Not true. Not true. Why so? You have called me out on verging a little too close to saying things about your daughter.
Well, I said about me.
Oh, about you.
About me. You get kids. Kids are different. You got to protect your kids.
Everybody, but see, everybody has
although
a sacred cow.
Although if you call my kid a C-U-N-T, I might have to laugh at first and go, where does that
but
even
like,
come
from? But like, what?
Where does that even
you
come from?
See, yeah. You want to see nastiness 2 weeks ago.
Not really.
Not really.
But over the
we both backed away from Joe.
Compound.
No, we don't.
No. Over at the compound, my two friends were hanging out, and the three of us, the whole afternoon, we're just so purposely nasty to each other. It was hysterical how nasty we were to each other. We were making ourselves laugh.
People aren't wired that way.
The three of us are. Especially
most
this one girl.
Most people don't embrace nasty.
No, they don't.
And Joe embraces nasty. We kind of talked before.
And the two people I hung out, we just one especially this one girl. She embraces nasty, and she just cracks me up with it. And then my other friend was just getting on the bandwagon. We were just so effing nasty to us, each other all day. We loved it. We were laughing our asses off.
All right, should we do? We got a lot to get to. Should we do one comics in the news, or should we blow it off and see if we have time at the end? What do you want to do?
Well, what do you got? You got Ann Jackson tonight, too?
Got a little bit of Ann Jackson. I got some other news. Scambusters, plus we have a healthy portion of stories. We got a lot to get to.
My vote is go skip comics in the news and go right into the scam. I want to hear about Ann.
Yeah,
because
we have a lot of scammer stuff.
You
we
also
might...
mentioned, I'm sorry.
No, I think you're right.
Avilos, we also have some news on Avilos.
Avalos,
beg your pardon. Yeah, so it looks like I think we should go that direction.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not going to take the break now. We'll just go, and then we'll take a break before stories.
Right. That's good.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I got to find the Scambusters
song. He wasn't prepared. Sorry.
I throw it out to you guys. I mean, I wanted to do some comics in the news. I promised comics in the news. But, you know, I didn't know we had a lot to deal
with. We had so much to talk about. Tom says, did she just say anus? Did I?
No.
I don't think I did. I said, who? And he goes, me. And I'm like, no.
Tom's just having his fantasies again.
I was thinking.
Tom, pull over.
anus. Well, I'm just kind of helping.
I think because of Avalos, maybe it sounded like anus.
I don't know. I didn't even say Avalos.
Maybe?
No, Joe mispronounced
it. He said Avalos or Avalos.
But I said but the way I said it was nowhere near anus.
Yeah, but Tom's lonely man.
It could have been close to her anus.
I admit it. I mispronounced it.
There's a lot of miles between Tom when Tom gets to drop his load. So...
All
right. Is there a leg
I am
nearby?
Giving you that. Even though you're scampering away from it, I give you that one.
I stand by see you next Tuesday, but I will back away from that.
Yes, his eyes got really wide like, oh my God, I'm in the barrel. Oh no, here they come. You were nervous for a second.
Was
you
realized, I?
Yeah, you did.
I'm not really worried about being in the barrel with you guys. I know I can fight out. No, or one of you guys will say something.
Your eyes
that's
popped
more
up
the scenario.
Like, yeah. Your eyes popped up and like, oh God, what'd I just say?
Funny.
All right. Scammy Busters.
Something strange on your Facebook page. Who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters!
See, Joe, I gave you a little bit more tonight.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Are we doing Ann Jackson first?
No.
Oh, okay, because they're already weighing in with how many Mr. Gavins.
You could start guessing.
Good
that.
For you guys. Good for you guys.
We'll start waving it in with your Emmy Mr. Dad.
Good for you guys.
I know. They're on ball before
right
we
on.
Are.
Apparently, we've created a monster.
Yes.
We have.
Very perfect monster. Good, good.
What was that?
Good for you guys.
Kind of like Mr. Davin voice.
I almost can't drink my soda after that. Actually, I was trying to put it in my head. How would I do the Ann Jackson voice with the word that Pip hates?
No!
Mr. Cunt!
Oh, God!
That's how I would do it.
On a far stretch, yeah.
And now I've taken the joy away from Pip. Anyway, okay. Enough of that. So, you guys know about Juliana Avalos, model, who was suing Match.com, who right. I've linked to scammers mm-hmm. before. First, a boyfriend admitted it, that mm-hmm. they scammed.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, I showed a direct link between her and the scammer was one of her friends on Facebook and everything. So the girls are immersed in scammers. So I don't know. I think I mentioned it on the show. Trucker Tom could check me. He's the only one that listens and pays attention regularly.
He's our board secretary.
Yeah, he's the historian.
Yes, yes.
That Juliana Avalos had created a Juliana Avalos where you could report fake profiles on Facebook. About her. Did I mention that on the show?
I don't remember that.
Oh, she did what?
That's hilarious.
All right, let me go back and explain that. All right, a couple of months ago.
Right.
Because she's a good egg.
Mm.
She created this group
mm-hmm.
where people could report other fake other profiles using her pictures.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they could report them there so people could be warned. Mm-hmm. Which seems like a really great idea.
She started her own anti-scammer group.
It seems like a fantastic idea.
It
actually does.
If she was an
until
earnest.
Until you know what I know.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff I've revealed on the show.
Right.
And I said there's stuff that I can't reveal. Let's just say somebody very close to her said to somebody else very recently, she doesn't really do things to help people. But anyway.
That's kind of odd.
Wait a minute, that banana bread was so nourishing.
Yeah.
And she does like to, she had put out this video about these scammers and everything.
I don't think that anybody who looks at my videos shouldn't be, like, if they see scammers that use my pictures, that they should, like, think that's me. I think that's bad.
You keep up with that voice. That's going to be a word that's going to come out of my mouth.
And it ain't couch.
It most certainly is not.
And I will tackle Davin, and you'll have to take care over the show, Joe.
I am injured. You might be able to get me.
See me going to first mic as you two pummeling.
Also, now everybody's doing their own show by themselves.
What Pip had to do in the beginning of 2000.
Also, Dice plays here, and Joe's doing a show with Dice, too.
No, yeah, Dice is at another place tonight.
I know, but I'm saying, you know, we're probably doing your own show.
You'd have to be going play-by-play. Well, yeah, when you hear, boom, boom, boom.
All right. So we've proven beyond, she pulled herself out of the multi-billion-dollar lawsuit. Because of what we went to the press with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we originally started reporting on this and went to the press, there was a couple of people who were very derogatory towards us. Very derogatory. How comedians, my word, how could they? Ugh. One of these people, this is his song. I will explain it in a second.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Liz, where is that?
No, isn't this a clever disguise?
Yes, it is Winnie the Pooh, Whiny the Pooh, or as he likes to be called, the Big Bad Bear.
And you're wearing a bear shirt.
I most certainly am. He's a big bear. He's a big bad bear, aren't you? Yes, you're an intimidating bear.
Holy crap, excuse me. Oh, God.
Sounds like a sound I make after I drink 3 beers and have a hot dog.
And now I smell that sound.
I smell that sound. Is there a green cloud in this room?
And all of a sudden you're powerless to attack me because you've been overwhelmed with...
he used my kryptonite on me.
Purple hair man.
Don't use the C word. We'll use that in reserve. The purple hair.
Burping first.
So apparently C word first, burp second.
No, burp first, C word second.
Really?
Well, no. Which one are you saying first?
That affects you the most. I would
say. Oh, fix me the most? Yeah. C word first. Burp second. Way down the line.
No, yeah, really. That's an aphrodisiac for this chick. No. All right. So Big Bad Bear.
Yes.
Very anti-us.
Yeah.
But although he did compliment my blog a couple of weeks ago.
Did he really?
About Facebook. He's like, well, I don't, everybody knows I'm not really a big fan of him, but his blog is dead on. Of course it is, stupid.
So he's still talking about us because he got his little paw hurt?
Well, because I guess my blog had been passed around.
Okay.
Someone, you know, I post it in the groups and then people share it and everything. Whatever. So, and there's another one, James Supless. Who is also very anti-us.
Okay.
Or more running towards Juliana. I actually think I talked to quote-unquote James Supless when he was pretending to be somebody else.
Oh.
Don't talking to me when he was pretending to be a chick.
Okay.
When the Bishel thing was going on. But anyway, they went running to Juliana right away.
Yeah.
Now, Big Bad Bear had been linked to scammers in the past because he was part of this group with this woman, Nina, where they were planning this crazy trip to Ghana, where they were working with people that may or may not be scammers, which I did all the research on, but it's August and I still haven't gotten to presenting it to you folks yet. But one day.
Someday.
Tooth will remain.
Exactly.
2017.
But yes, and also Big Bad Bear has been linked to plagiarism and faking his credentials, calling himself a doctor, and he's not, and there's people that have called him out on that.
Right.
Including Mr. G and Sapper, you know, really held them to the fire and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're certainly friendly enough with Mr. G and Sapper and everything. Because, you know what, say what you want, they're usually on the side of facts.
Right.
Against nonsense.
Right.
They try to be. Sapper always is. You know, Mr. G sometimes gets in the weeds, but we pull him back.
Yeah.
He's a little overeager.
Eventually comes back.
He's a little overeager at times, but we pull G back and his heart's in the right place.
Mm.
Unlike some other people.
Right.
So, you know, with me, you're kosher as long as your heart's in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can put up with shenanigans either way as long as I think you're trying to do good.
Right.
And that's usually who I associate with in the anti-scamming groups, the people who try to do good and are not trying to get over on people. So, so Juliana's, you know, so these guys are fans of hers.
Mm-hmm.
Even after I revealed all this stuff, put the evidence, a lot of the evidence on our website, davinsden.com, in the busted section. I still have more of it. Even after she dropped out of the lawsuit because of basically the evidence we had, they're still pro Avalos fans. How do I know this? Because she personally added them to her anti-scammer group.
Okay.
And Supless was constantly putting up profiles, and they were getting deleted and everything. That's not his real name, so I'm pretty sure it's not his real name. But anyway, so they're part of that group. Okay.
Okay.
Fine. You know what? They don't believe me. That's okay. You don't have to believe me. You don't believe evidence. That's fine. You don't believe the lawyers. That's fine. You don't have to believe me.
You don't read the paper.
Yeah, exactly. Who are we?
You don't watch 2020.
Exactly.
There's a whole
you don't watch 2020.
There's a whole you don'ts in this.
But apparently, the scary thing is people look up to this Big Bad Bear.
Yeah.
They really, you know, he's got this legion of diehard fans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. You know, I, you know, when I hear somebody's a friend of his, I don't really say anything. To each his own.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know, I know what I know. You can do what you want
to
do.
You're not in it to bust him down except when he's challenging based on nothing.
And what I'm going to report now, he's not challenging me, but I just want people to be aware of what is going on when you go flocking to him with all your information and everything and think he's going to help you.
Yeah.
I want you to know the person whose judgment you're seeking.
Right.
You can make your own decisions. I don't care.
We say that about Ann Jackson. You have to look and question who you're dealing with, find out what the backstory is on them,
what are
and then make your own decisions then.
I'm sorry to mean to step on you, but you know what their real their real credentials are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in the past, on one of our shows, I'm sure Trucker Tom knows exactly which one.
Good for him.
No, he said he had a gun waved at him today. He's
off his game?
He's off his game.
Ah, damn it. I had linked one of an African scammer directly to Avalos from in the past.
Yes.
So, and she's adding everybody in this report profiles group. So basically what these are victims for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Big Bad Bear's not, and James is not
right.
victims. But there's a lot of people who've been scammed, like Belinda / Agnes tried to do to me with Juliana's pictures.
Yeah.
So these are victims, which they are primed. And again, this if you're predatory, you can do things. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So who else is in this group? A young boy from Ghana, which in itself is not, you know, listen, I got some friends in Ghana, too. They're vetted, though. But, you know.
Yeah.
And amongst his this person's friends that's in this group are scammers.
Great.
So you got Big Bad Bear and James Supless added by Avalos to this quote-unquote anti-scamming group report these profiles filled with a bunch of victims, and you got a guy in there who, if he's not a scammer himself, and he might be because he says he's the CEO of Exxon.
Who said that?
The guy from Ghana.
Isn't he a kid?
That. Yeah, but he might be CEO of Exxon. Who am I to argue, Joe?
I just wonder, when he's sitting in this group, does he have his fishing pole out or does he hide it?
Well, that's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
So you got her, because if you're such a victim, as I've said on the show before, why would you be adding anybody from Ghana or Nigeria?
Stupid.
Why would you do that at all?
Yeah.
And if you are going to do, you would vet the hell out of them, and when you know,
yeah,
you would know what to look for and everything. But she don't care, so fine.
Yeah.
We know she doesn't care, but if you're the Big Bad Bear and Jane Supples, and you're so anti-scammer. Why would you be in that group and stand by her when you see what she's added? Why wouldn't you go and go, hey, you got to get rid of this guy?
Right.
And if she won't, why wouldn't you get out of there? Because you're not going to do anything from in there. There's nothing you can do from in there. Big Bad Bear has never posted in there.
Okay.
Supples does. He posts the profiles, and a lot of them get removed,
mm-hmm.
which is good.
That's good.
But again, we talked about, well, it's better you warn the victims, too. I don't think they're warning victims.
Yeah.
So it's not ideal.
Right,
but whatever.
But it's something.
The point is this. It's twofold. First of all, Avalos, very predatory, it would seem.
Yeah.
Very predatory, and it would be a warning to guys. And I know what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she's a predator.
Oh, yeah.
I know she's a predator.
Well, let me put it this way. If I met her in person, I'd call her the C word.
You might. There you go. But you got these two anti-scammers, and really the Big Bad Bear more has a following. Supples really doesn't. But Big Bad Bear is in all these scamming pages, and all these women usually fawn all over him, which, again, is your prerogative. You can do whatever you want, but you just keep in mind that he's in a group started by somebody who we feel there's reason to believe could be a scammer. I'm not going to call her a scammer. You can make up your own. Allegedly is a scammer.
All right, now, out of the two guys, Supples has been exposing scammers?
Well, they both report scammers.
But are they reporting it in the site, the Avalos site?
Supples does. Big Bear Bear, I haven't seen posted.
Okay, so Supples, we could kind of say Supples is going in there, going into, he's actually doing stuff in there.
Well, by the way, he knows because his identity was stolen at one point, I've mm-hmm. been told. He like, if your identity's stolen, you can go to Facebook.
Yeah.
And like, you could report, hey, this is me. And I guess they give you, like, a special password or number mm-hmm. where you can really get these profiles offline.
Oh, wow.
And he actually said that on one of the posts in Juliana's page. And she didn't respond to that.
so we might give Supples a pass. Pip, maybe you agree. Maybe, folks. Maybe.
Well, he's anti-us, so I can't give him a full pass. But yes.
Bastard.
He's in there trying to do something.
Yeah.
This bear guy, Big Bag Bear, I don't know what the hell he's up to. I think he was trying to do the same thing but got sidelined from
pulling him. I've heard, again, yeah. This is just rumor, hearsay. I don't know. People who know him, women who've had experience with him, other guys said he's got a thing for Asian women. She's not Asian, but she looks kind of Asian-y.
Which?
Avalos.
Yeah.
So
she looks Polynesian.
Maybe he's trying to get in. Like I said, he ran to her like a little bitch when we revealed
it. Oh, yeah,
he did. So again, I just want you guys to be aware of this. You guys make your own decisions because I know there are people, good people, that still talk to him.
Right.
And you should just be aware.
Has he posted his opinions on the Avalos site?
Oh, he hates us, Joe, so that's pretty much the opinion. You know, he posted his opinions when we presented all the evidence initially.
So let's look at it this way. Let's look at it this almost in an Ann Jackson way, where he is going in there and still feels there might be some hope that Avalos is somebody that...
I don't think it's his hope. I think he firmly believes 100% she's everything she claims to be.
Right. So he's going under with this false hope. Going back again, where maybe if he's proved wrong, you know, it would be devastating to him. He doesn't like you because you're calling bullshit on him.
It would be devastating to his reputation.
I wasn't calling bullshit on him.
But you're saying.
I don't think he was a victim of her, Joe. So why is he so emotionally attached? I don't think she scammed him. I mean, it's possible he is a scam victim. I don't know, and it was those pictures.
But maybe
I guess.
The false hope that you know that if he goes in there and you know and it's a scammer help page, quote unquote.
Yeah.
That maybe he can vindicate his feelings of being wronged.
Well, it sounds like he's just kind of monitoring it and not posting things there. He just wants to have an in and know what's going on because, you know, he's probably just reading it or watching it. He's not posting or doing anything there.
Well, just from how he's run to her in the past and how he thinks about yours truly.
Yeah.
I'm sure he considers it a kindred spirit because I'm sure if they ever do chat. Yeah. Big Bad Bear and Avalos, and my name comes up. It's never go, you know, he's got a great show.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to the cocktail party. I can guarantee
yeah,
that.
No, you're not invited.
I think we could chalk those up
them,
to the growing list of people that don't like me. I think they're, like, in that corner together.
Well, yeah, because you're a problem. And I'm not...
Now the truth comes out. We're having our moments?
Yes.
Hear me out. I don't mean that you're a problem. You're a problem to them. You're
right.
A problem.
Yeah.
You're ruining...
I'm Avalos, a problem to Avalos, for sure.
Avalos, my opinion, Avalos, you're ruining her gig. And Bear, you're trying to dissipate some feeling that he has. Yeah. And that's it.
Well, here's what's happened in the past. Usually I keep to myself, except when something is very egregious on the show, and then I call it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had there was a very racist situation back a year or two that we covered, where the N-word was flying, and I called them on that.
Yeah.
And everything.
Right. 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 And you can't. Yeah. Right. And you can't be doing it. You can't be a leader.
And I also
and try to build confidence in people and act that way. You can't. A leader can't act.
And
that
he
way.
Also has this letter that he sends to scammers, where he said he's going to. Go to Ghana or Nigeria and shoot them and everything. I'm like, yeah, they're not going anywhere. Stop making you empty threats.
Yeah,
and
yeah, they probably laugh.
And believe me, the scammers are laughing their balls off
at
that.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll meet you at the airport, stupid.
So wait, so Lisa says, so another delusional person. Maybe we can get a Davin's Den group rate for white jackets.
and she's right, man.
Maybe we should sell those with the logo.
And that's, and, right, and that's what I feel. I think Bear is delusional.
Yeah.
I think Avalos is leading people leading people on, and I think the who's the other who's
Ann
the
Jackson
other?
Is the queen
Jackson,
of our delusion.
Not, yeah, queen of
James just might be delusional when it comes to Avalos,
but he's doing something. You know, at least he's exposing some people.
He was certainly against
Bischel.
He was certainly against Bischel. That's when I think he was talking to me as a chick.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Which I didn't know at the time, but then I kind of figured it out.
But
that's fine. I mean, you got along fine with it. Again, I don't put this stuff out there. But I have nothing against Avalos personally. Don't know her.
No.
She's given me hours of entertainment.
Yeah, she has.
But I just felt, because there's people that listen to the show, they should know. Follow Big Bad Bear if you want. I really don't care. You know, he's going to say what he's going to say. Once again, though, we have truth and facts.
Right.
And that's
well, here's my opinion. If you're following him, don't. Don't.
Okay.
Don't.
That works, too.
But that works, too. Just do look at the backstory.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Should we do a little Ann Jackson?
Yeah.
Was that worth reporting?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'm like the way we're going because everything is one thing is leading into another. That's called flow.
Thanks,
that could have been used one of the girls' names.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let me write it down.
I loved her and she sold insurance.
And she visits once a month.
Cancel my policy.
Visits once a month.
Very funny. And what does she come out of?
Oh, stop.
Yeah. I've said the word enough.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Doesn't mean I won't say it again.
Lisa, thanks you. Sure, thanks you.
Keep the gals happy.
Keep the ladies happy.
The ladies
happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
One day, Joe.
Someday.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
So. Well, she's a happy wife. Same with me.
I can understand.
Some dude in Florida.
maybe he's living with Avalos. Yeah.
You're going to break in a bouncy house.
Well, at least you won't hurt yourself in there.
Yeah, right.
There
are sharp edges.
I've never seen him so happy.
And there are no sharp edges.
Bouncy. Lost him. It's the only house. He lost his house, but he gets to keep the bouncy one.
You know, she was very kind to him in the divorce. Yeah. She let him have the bouncy house with the slide.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He said they're going to Joseph, if you keep it up, they're going to put you in a rubber room. Man, we got him one.
This is final.
So what are the Ann Jackson totals, and then we shall go on.
Well, so far we have Sheru 7, Lisa 5. I think Tom is bowing out because he's still traumatic. He had a traumatic day.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Joe, what do you think?
I'm going 20.
Ooh. All right. I'm saying 12.
All right. So this is a continuation from the day last time, whatever that was, February 26th, February 28th. I don't remember. February 26th, I think. This is a continuation because I didn't get to it all last
time. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And on that last show, she started to reveal the gold scam.
Yes.
Right? And she was going to start telling us the truth about these people. There was a lot covered in that. So we'll continue with that.
Okay.
So she continues. I think she is talking about the United Nations here, the Melvin Santos. Are they serving people, or are they pretend to know everything? This is my true cause. I did send the insult to UN Secretary. I am fighting for the truth and the human right. This is why I post them on anti-scam sites. And she has posted them.
Yeah.
As corrupt real officials.
Oh.
Which,
that's always been the problem. They're not real.
Yeah. So-called UN Melvin Santos. The truth, I paid lots of money, but I never got funds back. I asked if the funds would be transferred to me after paying the fees and tax clearances. Their reply, yes. The truth is that the funds is never being only transferred because the bank will ask for another payment. I never get funny fucking money back. Only fucking papers.
Fucking papers.
Fucking papers.
Well, you know.
Who are your fucking papers, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. We were fucking without clearance.
Hopefully my wife will be handing them to me.
Sure, there'll be a race to file those.
Yeah.
Part two. The quest for papers.
Yes.
This is scam. Lies. Destroy the victims. These mails are full of traps. So the funds will be transferred to my account. Then Interpol asked for 1,500 euros, but the funds is never transferred. We know.
Yeah,
scammers, you asshole.
So this... You're a jerk. She's a victim. So this is a this is a letter to her from Eric, an email from Interpol Eric. Attention, Anne! I don't need the voice for that, so I won't.
No.
I'm sure you know the delegates are there to do. That's right. The delegates are flying all over the place to get the money done. They're at the banks. They're in Hong Kong.
Yeah. They have their own jet. Jesus Christ.
They've been in North Korea. They're all over the Orient.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know the delegates are there to do. I have to inform you that the three delegates will be in Hong Kong tomorrow morning. I ask you try and send the complete 3,500 euros. Remember, there was a lot of fees last time.
Yeah, and
the
then
fees
the numbers
were adding up.
But the numbers were jumping around.
Yeah.
3,500, 2,500, give
me
$700.
I wonder if they're going to go down because she doesn't have it. And
right.
Sure enough.
And then they went down.
To Mr. Brown before they get there. This message is for your own good and benefit so that you can get the funds transferred into your bank account before Monday next week. This is my word to you. You're sincerely Mr. Eric.
This is my word to you.
Hello, Anne. There's some serious problems this morning. Mr. Wong has been arrested.
And who's writing this?
This is from Cotton Brown.
Was he hit by
or
a Copper truck?
Or Cotton Brown, depending who's writing.
Who's writing?
Was he hit by a truck and big bags of money flew up in the air?
No, he's been arrested. Don't be ridiculous.
Sorry.
That could never happen. He did not give you proper procedure in getting the funds out. Mr. Hines, there's 57 of him, is the right person to wire the funds by Saturday now. They need the transfer equivalent of 1,500 euros. The bank director himself is going to do the wire transfer.
Oh,
isn't he an angel?
He certainly is, Joe. Finally, somebody who knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you just say Saturday?
Yeah, well, the wire the funds by Saturday now.
Okay.
Banks work a lot on Saturday. The bank director himself is going to do the wire transfer. The Interpol has mounted their CPU and IPS on the bank. They're waiting. Very sticky.
Turns into an IOU.
I'm going to see you later. Anyway, they are waiting for... I think if it's a woman, she's a real C-U-N-T. But anyway, they are...
not me, gang.
What?
I said not me, gang. That's my lead mic over there.
That's your disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer. Continue, please.
Thank you, Joe. They're waiting for you now to send the transfer equivalent charges, and the funds will be transferred. If not, they will probe the bank, and they will pay you with double interest. Now is Interpol and the bank. They need you to send the fees fast. Please do your best, Brown.
Stop. That's got, boy, oh boy,
yeah.
That's got all the cliches.
Yep.
Double
yep.
The fees. Do it now. Boy, oh boy, they're pulling yep. out. I wonder if they're in all sorts of a fired hurry here.
Yeah, they
are.
They're
scammers, Joe.
Well, I think because they lowered the fee and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's $1,500.
They're worried about maybe she's getting wise. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But
no.
I think they're accelerating anything. They're accelerating things because they're going, you know what?
Well,
maybe
you know, Joe, they also have overhead. I mean, you know, phones.
Yeah.
CPU.
The only way she's going to get wise is if she turns
hotels. I mean, you do a lot of traveling. You know,
the only way she's going to get wise is if she turns into a potato chip. She's useless.
How long have you been waiting for that one?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, okay. Seemed like something you would just like try to slip in at some point.
Mm-hmm. Just came to me.
Sorry. So she writes to me. It was cute. It was
it
very
was
nice.
It was a little adorable. We got to put that in the little memory.
I'll tell you what. The 8-year-olds who were reigning men, they would have loved that show.
I was thinking the same thing.
Know your audience, Pippi Alex.
Yes, I do.
Sure. So she's writing to me. What is the result? This goes for law enforcement. Fuck you, assholes. I never see any funds. Only males with fucking laws.
Fuck you, assholes.
Fuck you, assholes.
Mr. Jack.
There's
one.
It's a satire. Well, it's turned into that.
Yes, she's got a point.
She just got that.
Brown Cotton told me to expose the truth without making noise. This is ironic. There is so much irony up in this bitch.
She has no idea.
He told me. He tried to help me. And his help destroys my whole life. He wanted me. That the terrorists are coming to kill me. I think this might be about her.
Mm.
He's hiding after he took the money from victim A. He said that I would beg him. I will never. What do you think? Why do I need to beg to him? If they can help the victims, why do they keep silent? They made me no choice, so I must expose them and contact some anti-scam sites. Interpol Sarah Francois does not reply to my real points about funds transfer. I am pissed off because they do not do their jobs well. No, they do.
They do.
Oh, no, they're
they
great
They do,
at their
just
job.
Not the jobs you think they're doing.
They're very good. You underestimate.
Well, she is a bonehead. Holy smokes.
This is why I insult them a lot. They do not take responsibility. If they do not reply to you, think of them as scammers. That is the best. I want to see who Brown Cotton is going to arrest hunters. Remember, she wants the scam hunters arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
And the FBI is going to get right on that.
Oh, sure they are.
I really do not know it well. I deleted Miller and Green from YM, and I did send fucking messages down to them. Go to hell! Burn in hell!
Fucking message!
Truth is truth. They are hiding. Shame on them. She writes me again. Mr. Davin!
Boss.
Expose them and let the people judge the truth. I am fucking mad.
Yes, you are.
So, yes, but not in the way that you think you are.
Like a Hatter lady.
Yeah, a goddamn Hatter, yeah.
So-called Melvin Santos does not reply to me. According to info Green told me, Melvin Santos deal with my case. Melvin Santos once sent me mail to cooperate with Miller. I replied to him, why do I need to cooperate with him? This Miller Green, Eric Bowen, Brown Cotton used me. The message from Miller is to ask me to pay for the fees after Gold Bar scams. Why do I need to pay for? They are fucking liars. The funds is in RBS Bank. Is 800,000 euros. Maybe they want to divert the funds. They said Jennifer will swear for me. These people want the funds from a dead man. Don't you think so? Why Jennifer goes to RBS Bank in Scotland? Why Miller told me this information? Last year, RBS Bank was looking for me. Truth, I do hate them. I do not lie to you because it all happened to me. Make noise. Thanks, Anne.
Make noise? Eee!
And then...
Make noise?
Then she continues, that was fun sent back to me from UK after Brown Cotton arrested one criminal in UK. I called the FBI head office, and then I got to contact from Brown Cotton after knowing I got scammed. So she's saying she contacted the FBI.
She how did she contact the FBI and then Brown Cotton? She contacts the FBI. Brown Cotton gets back to her. I don't think she called the FBI.
I don't think so either.
It certainly raises issues.
Yeah.
It certainly raises
questions. She's not doing her research.
No.
Or something else. We'll have to see. But certainly, so because let's just lay this up. She's saying, I contacted the FBI, and they set Brown Cotton, who we all believe to be a scammer.
Yeah.
So in her mind, I did the right thing. I contacted the FBI, and then this real FBI guy contacted me.
Yeah.
And he's making all these mistakes. You can see where the logic is in her.
But I'm just wondering, who gave her the contact information for the FBI?
That's the thing, and the way I read that is that she contacted the FBI, and Brown Cotton got back to her. So
that's what, yeah.
So she's still claiming Brown Cotton is the issue. That's
real.
The thing. Because basically, I thought that ambiguously she would call the FBI, and then Brown. You know, you figure you just call the FBI without Brown Cotton. You know, without Brown Cotton, the regular FBI just to call.
Yeah.
But apparently, she's still going to Brown Cotton as a representative.
No, but that's how. No, she's saying that's how the introduction to Brown Cotton was made. I contacted the FBI, the victim. I told them what's going on. Uh-huh. Brown Cotton emailed me back. I had not known Brown Cotton. Brown Cotton emailed me after.
She must have went to some site that was not the FBI, obviously, Joe.
Yeah.
We'll have to
see. Obvious, Joe, but, you know.
Didn't she know? Wasn't she suspicious when the area code for when she called them
the area
was
code,
Ghana?
Or she emailed or whatever the correspondence was on the email, you know.
Yeah, what'd she say?
It was Gmail.
Or Gmail. You know, really.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been something like that. And she's just, she takes it. She doesn't do her homework.
Clearly something is afoot. Wrong.
Yes.
But you could.
Joe.
Yeah. But you could see why in her mind frame she's resistant.
Yes.
Because if in her mind, I contacted the FBI and the FBI sent Brown Cotton to talk to me and you can't tell me because I know.
Yeah.
You can understand why.
Yeah, yeah.
In her eyes. But are you checking the address? Are you checking the, you know.
Joe, I just let it all fly and hope for the
best. Not you, her.
I know.
Dude.
She's very fastidious in her checking.
But that's her problem. And that's her problem. That's with a broken record that she's not doing her research. She's leading people on. She doesn't do her research. She's not thorough because she's too emotionally involved in the damn thing.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe she should have a heart-to-heart.
Help me.
at least she should do the basics and write down the names of all the people on a piece of paper when she's talking about them.
I think she just needs a boy toy in Florida. I think she'll be fine.
Funny.
She continues. About Jennifer, Morris Mariba met her. That was the bank lawyer.
Ah.
Jennifer Green is Parker Green's daughter. I got mail from her due to Parker Green. Morris Mariba met her. Morris Mariba talked to me on the phone twice, and he really saw Jennifer at Yorkshire Bank.
Oh, did he now?
You have to contact Morris Mariba. So again, she's getting verification from liars, but...
So wait a minute. So Morris Mariba is in Edinburgh?
Yorkshire Bank. That was England.
And Yorkshire.
You remember? Because remember, Jennifer's been all over the place. Yeah. There's a bunch of world travelers that
have
nobody.
Yeah, no, I know. Jennifer has
got... at the bank!
Yeah.
Like Erin Mayberry.
Jennifer's got...
For Christ's sakes.
Jennifer's got more Brit Rail miles going than anybody.
Oh, she's more careful when she's crossing the street with this loot. Watch the damn truck.
Lisa
coming.
Says she needs a flow chart.
Yeah, really.
Mr. Devin!
Three!
I am not. I report my scams to the police. Brown Cotton traced the criminals because I did report the scam to FBI head office because one scammer, Pedro, impersonates FBI overall chief in Asia, and this is why. I called head office in Washington, D.C. to confirm. On the phone, FBI man told me they would arrest the criminals in 2011. This is why I know Brown Cotton.
What number did she dial?
He contacted me after I report my
it
scam.
It must have been a number the chief... let's think about this. Where would she get that number, Dad? Would she get the number from them? Would she get the number? Because if you're calling the head office, yes, you have to look somewhere and go, this is the head
I
office
don't
of the FBI.
Listen, it'd be wrong for me to say, would I respond to her? I just got to let this play out. You guys are free to make whatever guesses
okay.
you want.
Well, it's sort of making the guesses, because now one big question mark is she didn't email the head office of the FBI. Where did you get the number? You could go online and you could find out the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The real numbers.
The real numbers and get the real numbers. So if you're talking to the FBI, the FBI is going to go, lady, you're being scammed. I never heard of any of these people.
Right.
We're the FBI. So for her to call this number and I'm going, oh, yeah, Jesus Christ, we're on the case, you know. Where did she get this number?
She spoke to Pedro in the Asia main office.
Yeah.
No, Pedro was impersonating. And Pedro was an impersonator.
Oh, okay. But how does she... Okay. So she knows that one's fake.
I'm sure somebody told her. I'll continue. Brown Cotton arrested 14 scammers for my case. This is what I know. I don't know what no means, but this is what I know.
Well, that is what she knows.
Yeah.
I am's what I am's, and I know's what I know's.
No, yeah. Not for nothing. That's what she knows.
He sent back money to me, but the criminal hackers tried to hack me. They also tried to scam bank in Malaysia. They went on a plane. No.
Yeah, really. Please don't fly the money in. It's either going to wind up in a war zone or wherever the fuck.
This is how Brown Cotton came to Malaysia, Asia, and Hong Kong to arrest the criminals. I expose the true scam cases, and I report all the scam to Interpol and United Nations. This is what I did after knowing Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr. They dealt with my case firsthand. They should know the whole procedure and make no mistake anymore. Mr. Davin,
that
number
is four. Quattro.
Quattro. I got the reply from Pigbusters. That's an anti-scam.
Yeah, I know. I love the name. Pigbusters.
It's when you eat too much at a buffet.
Yeah.
That's an anti-scamming site. And as far as I know, it's reputable. Mm-hmm. I don't really know them that well, but from what I heard. So.
All right, so what you heard? I'm sorry, dude. She got what from Pigbusters?
She got a reply from Pigbusters.
Okay.
He is also doing investigation. I'm going to send him the full headers of the people who contact me.
Make sure you CC everybody.
CC!
Well, because remember, now she's having an investigation done with me, so she's seeking another source.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Davin!
Number five!
I guess Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are monitoring this site. I also think Miller is monitoring this site, too.
You're seeing them, you asshole. Of course they are.
Yeah. That's an unfortunate reality. Yeah.
You know, it didn't take any fucking detective work to
do you know what CC
there,
means,
right?
Genius?
CC Music Factory.
Good album. Yeah, they're good. I like them.
Anyway. I don't know. I do not know. Why they do not reply to you. I will never forgive what they did to me. And we'll end with that.
Oh, number five. Lisa.
Congratulations.
Lisa called it.
Yay for Lisa. All right, we're going to take a break. Then we'll come back with some stories.
Stories.
All right. It's going to be a big one. A big one. Joe, are you satisfied with that? I know this is your favorite portion of the show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got a lot of stuff to get to.
When we get back, just think about what... everybody, Tommy, remind us what the pig was. Pig Buster.
Pig vomit.
Right, Pig Busters. Tommy, just write it down. Remind us when we get back from vacation what Pig Busters is going to be saying about this whole thing.
Okay, give him homework.
Yes.
Unique and different, by incorporating guest past and present experiences, The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson & Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WatsonandWatson.com.